Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 23, Control Freaks, Mark chapter 7, verse 1 through to verse 8. Rules, rules, rules. Does your workplace feel like that? Does your school or your college? Everything controlled by a list of what you can and what you can't do. Certainly society feels like that. The pandemic brought in lots of extra rules about travelling, visiting, washing. But of course, there's also the constantly changing rules about what you can say, what you can't say, what you can write, what you can't write. We love our rules. More than that, we love to judge others by our rules. In Mark chapter 7, a group of men who cling tight to rules come and find Jesus. They are upstanding citizens and very religious, which makes them careful in what they do. Their way of life has a proud heritage. It's been discussed and developed over decades, indeed over centuries, by some of the most educated and clever people around. Experts in building a society on good laws and wise guidance. Indeed, their culture goes right back through history to the birth of the country of Israel, to its foundation in the days of the famous lawgiver, Moses. So these men are not just spouting personal opinions when they come to Jesus and say, "Your team, your disciples, they're breaking the rules." We do love to judge others in this way, don't we? Why is that? It's a mixture of reasons. Some folk just have a mini dictator complex. They know what's right and they don't like being told that they're wrong. Some folk like to feel superior to others. It boosts their self-esteem to notice the people who can't keep to their standards. Others are control freaks. A place for everything and everything in its place. And they get edgy when anyone else wants to change the plan, wants to move things around. But sitting beneath all those traits, The Bible points back to a single source for our judging attitude. It goes back to an ancient determination we have to ignore God, the true judge, and rule our lives without him. Jesus looks these religious men in the eye and says, "That's true of you." Which sounds like a completely bonkers analysis. I mean, surely whatever else is true, these guys are fully committed to God, aren't they? "No," says Jesus. "That's only true in your minds." The fact is that the lives they're living, filled with rules to honour God, are really about them, not him. For example, their obsessive washing of everything whenever they come in from the market. Wash their hands, wash the pots, wash the pans. They say it's about being clean for God, removing anything which they've touched, which he doesn't like. But in fact, the process has become for them like one of those obsessive compulsive habits some of us have. Little rituals that we have to complete or we don't feel right. You know, like checking three times that the car is locked before we walk away. It's not based on any real dangers. It's just based on the need to feel right. That need to feel right, it actually affects all of us, doesn't it? Sure, not all of us have the little rituals. Some of us can lock our cars and walk away, though many can't. But all of us know that things aren't easy down here on Earth. We're not relaxed here. We're not at ease. Your life ought to be neater, tidier, more controlled, more balanced, just happier. We ought to have a rhythm to life by now, surely. Many of us want it. We try to seek it out. We talk or we listen to the experts. We go to the life coaches. We watch the gurus. We try to form a set of beliefs that will help us. But we never find the peace we're looking for. Life remains uneasy, unstable, uncertain, and we are left uncomfortable. Now, surely, after humanity's long history on the earth, we ought to be more at peace with our world. And yet we aren't. Why not? Because, says the Bible to us, of your rejection of God, your distance from your Creator, your unwillingness to listen to Him. It's not the world we're uneasy with in the end. It's the one who made it. Jesus puts this bluntly to the men who are challenging him. He uses words from one of their ancient prophets to say that though outwardly they have all this passion for God, inwardly it's all about them. Their rules for life are so loved because they pander to their own psychology, their inner desires. They've become hypocrites, actors in a play that they've written. Outwardly one thing, but really satisfying inwardly a different thing. And yet, they don't even notice they're like this. This is the disaster of the human race being pictured. Having turned away from God, we've tried to fill the gap with other stuff. And as a result, we've just created these strange, inauthentic lives, which never satisfy us. What do you think? Look at your life. How real does it feel? How satisfying is it? And if all is not right, if something is missing, if purpose is absent, why is that? Jesus would tell you that you're trapped in your own thoughts. Instead of listening to the one who made your mind. And he would say to you, you need to come back to God. Only there will you discover the truth. Only there can you find peace for soul, for spirit, for mind. Is Jesus right? Is he offering what no one else can? What do you think? Thanks for watching. Please stay on to hear the Bible passage being read out, and then take time to think and take a moment to pray. And I hope you'll also return to hear the next episode of He Changed the World.
Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 8. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men.